Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's that time of year again. The eagerly anticipated Six Nations Championship competition. And following the World Cup and a new management team and a captain in place, what will this Six Nations hold for the Irish team? And I'm delighted to have our next guest in studio who will tell us all we need to know about the upcoming Six Nations. And he's previously played in the under 20 Six Nations himself. In studio now to tell us more, we have Peter Sullivan, College Academy rugby player and former Ireland under 20s international. And also I have the producer of the show and rugby aficionado, and that's to say the least of it, Steve Johnson. You're very welcome to the show, Peter. You're very welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Ron.
Great to be here.
I know it seems to be a
lovely
weird
time of year.
Exactly. I'm so excited. You know, it was really funny. I was looking at my phone and just, you know, checking the rugby app, and because I'm not even a little bit interested in rugby, as you can gather. And yeah. I was going, my goodness, everything's gone very quiet. Oh, it's the Six Nations. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So first of all, Steve, set the scene for us.
Okay, so this is the Six Nations. It's the oldest and greatest rugby competition in the world. Goes back to 1883.
My goodness.
It's not just incredible.
Never knew
so,
that.
Yeah. So it has, the tradition is massive.
Yeah.
The stadiums are always packed full, and even like maybe 4 years ago, if you remember, 4 years ago, after that World Cup, we're kind of saying, "Well, this is not a great competition because like the Southern Hemisphere teams are better than us because not a single Six Nations team got to the semi-final of that World Cup." But I think we've sort of re-established our credibility well, England nearly won the competition, and Wales were also in the semi-final, and you know there was so definitely the Six Nations was very competitive, and so it's hope springs eternal, you know. And
you weren't telling me.
And we now kind of talk in rugby about kind of a World Cup cycle. So it's the start of the new cycle, and so the Six Nations in itself is really important to win. Everyone wants to win it, but also they want to build for the next World Cup in 4 years' time, and that'll affect some teams more than others. Particularly, it'll affect France.
Why is that?
Because they're hosting it.
Yeah. Oh,
and
of course.
They
yeah,
just
course
in their
sorry,
minds
that,
they're going to
yeah.
win the next World Cup.
Of course,
you know,
they are. Yeah.
And they will be prepared to maybe take more risks this year than the other teams. A lot of new coaches, so that makes it interesting too. There's only two of last year's coaches coaching the national teams,
yeah,
and I'd say one of them is probably a bit under pressure, and that's the Scotland coach.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, so it means that there's definitely you'll be trying out new players because there's this new World Cup cycle and new coaches.
Yeah. Peter, I want to come to you, and you know you have personal experience playing in the under 20s Six Nations. What was that like for you? What was the experience like?
It's hugely exciting.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, the whole build up and everything about it, because everyone's interested. You're always getting questions, and just everything leading up to the game is exciting. But the games themselves are hugely physical. They're very enjoyable.
And do you feel the step up when you do a Six Nations?
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. There's a big step up in the intensity and the physicality and kind of the expectation of the skill set. So
yeah,
everything is a step up, really.
And you know, like, would you be nervous like going out?
It's kind
are
of
you
the warm up, like maybe an hour and a half before kickoff. You're kind of you have a bit of nerves, but as soon as that whistle goes, it's you're focused on your job
and super prepared, I presume.
Yes, yeah, you have. Preparation's obviously key. So
these games are played like the day before the senior game. Is that right?
Yeah, it's generally always the day before.
So there's always a lot of interest.
Of course there is. Yeah, I'd watch them. You know, I'd watch them, and a lot of the time you know the way like people who've come across, they've travelled, and they're in some rugby club somewhere.
Yes.
It's always up, isn't it? It's always there when they're
right.
up. And you'll see the lads kind of looking over each other's shoulders. Look, see that?
Like a lot of if like say Scotland fans, a lot of them will actually watch the 20s game the day beforehand then watch the senior game after.
And of course they'll see that as a good omen.
See the way we won last night,
you might get one of the two.
Absolutely. So following the Rugby World Cup in Japan, Ireland has a new management team and captain. What do you think we can expect from the Irish team during this particular Six Nations tournament?
It's hard to know exactly what to expect, but there's some good, exciting signs. Like Andy Farrell himself has said, they want to be a team that the Irish public love watching. And like from lads in camp, they've kind of said themselves, there's a bit more of an attacking philosophy that Andy Farrell looks to be implementing. So more fluid and just, I think, more exciting. They're practicing skills more than team patterns, and as I have previously.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm. So I think it's going to be a different look to the Irish team. Yeah. But obviously we'll see how they get on the first game.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. You know, we're talking about Andy Farrell. He's been part of the team for several years and we feel like we know him. And yet at the same time, because he hasn't really been the person calling the ultimate shots, we've no clue what his specific vibe is going to be.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, no, he's obviously, he was defence coach.
Yeah.
And that's a very different role to head coach. Because he is looking after the attack as well. So it's going to be definitely a new look. And he's already kind of doing things differently with in camps and just how everyone is kind of grouping together.
Are you getting the word down, are you? are you getting like texts?
maybe.
I'm not going to say from who.
Well, mention any names.
I think actually one of the interesting things though is like we have a new coach and three other teams do, but I think we're definitely the healthiest because we're the only one with continuity. I can't remember a time when we had a new coach where the previous coach wasn't like fired.
Yeah, you know,
this is succession.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right. Yeah.
And with all the other teams, it's more or less the last guy was fired. So I think we're there will be hopefully the best of both worlds, continuity and freshness.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, what's the feeling on the fact that it's Scotland and we kind of embarrass Scotland really at the World Cup? I mean, is there going to be a backlash, do you think?
They will be, they're always ambitious and they're always come out 100%. It will be a tough game, definitely. But the fact they are missing their key player, essentially, Finn Russell.
Yeah.
Obviously, Gavin Hastings, he's a good, or Adam Hastings, sorry. Yeah. Not his dad. he's a very good bowler. Like, he can pull the strings. He maybe doesn't have the same box of tricks that Finn has and the experience, definitely. So that could be a big blow to Scotland because everything really did go through Finn when he was on the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Ireland will want to start well because Scotland will want to start well, and there will be sort of a mood and a momentum thing, you know.
And look, you know, we don't want to be making any assumptions here, but you kind of have to beat Scotland, don't you?
Oh yeah.
You have to. I mean, it is
like one that we should be winning at home.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a couple of players set to get their very first caps for Ireland. I mean, Caelan Doris and Ronan Kelleher, both looking good. Actually, I've got to say, I've really been enjoying them in the 14 and the rest. You know, you've played with both of them. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, both two phenomenal players. Yeah, you kind of see from our age group, kind of their leadership skills and their ability to play in those big games and perform really well. They have that mindset and they have the physicality. Like, they were unbelievably physical at under 20.
Were they?
Level. Yeah.
Yeah, you could feel that.
They're kind of another level up on the physicality scale.
They're ready to play with the big boys.
Yeah, they were. But they also have the skills as well. It's not just the physicality.
Kellen is both of them impressive. And I was just thinking, it's interesting that thing with Max as well, you know, at number 8. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
that thing's going on there.
There's a big battle going on there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting. Max will definitely get a game at some stage throughout the Six Nations. I don't know whether he'll start or what, but it would be interesting to see that battle continue.
Yeah. Brilliant. Does it excite you when a Six Nations comes up? Are you there going, should have been me?
It's actually exciting. Yeah. No, it's definitely exciting.
Yeah.
I think most rugby fans will say it's a second Christmas coming around.
I agree.
It's hugely exciting. And obviously, you just stick the head down.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? You know, I was just thinking, the Six Nations is so powerful in my mind that actually I realise that my team is Ireland. I've had season tickets to Leinster, but really I'm never going to cheer Leinster against Munster or Leinster against Connacht or Leinster against, so I can't do it. I can't actually bring myself to do it because I'm not cheering against Peter Mahoney. I'm not going to cheer against those guys, you know, because they play for Ireland, and it's like, it's something very powerful about the Six Nations that it creates this kind of connection that we as a nation have with our national team.
And I think you never say, oh, well, I'm not supporting this team because I think they picked the wrong players.
You just get right in behind them. And, you know, there you are, in the Connacht Academy. And, you know, it's like, it's funny how the kind of the Leinster setup just kind of spread itself out all over the place, which is brilliant. You know, I think it's really powerful. You know, what are they, you know, we were talking about Caelan Doris and Ronan Keller. What are they like as people? You know, what do you think those guys will do when it comes to match day? Are they, would you say they'd be well prepared in terms of their heads?
Yeah, I'd say they're pretty well prepared. Obviously, you won't know until they're actually on the pitch, but they have the signs, the telltale signs that they'll be good players. And, like, obviously, the 20s is a different level. Like, there's 10 times the amount of people going to be at the senior game to what they're used to, but they definitely have the skill set and they have the ability. It's just whether they'll actually translate that on into that.
And they've got a lot of experienced people around them.
Sure, of course. That's one of the things that you get in rugby, isn't it? You get people kind of just kind of almost like mentoring you, even in the moment. You get people kind of just speaking to you as you're going, you know?
Yeah, I think Farrell got that balance right of youth and experience.
Yeah.
So there's not too many young players in that side for them to be out of place.
Yeah.
So I think they are definitely... they have the right people around them to perform.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, predictions. Predictions for Saturday's match against Scotland. What are Ireland's strengths, first of all?
Well, it's a new team, but their strengths have always kind of been they're holding on to the ball and holding on to possession and obviously getting points out of that. But with this new team, I think we're going to have a better look at on the attack side of things. So it'll be interesting to see. It's a new team. Will we have different strengths elsewhere?
Yeah. And Scotland, I mean, when Scotland got it going during the World Cup, there was some very nice play, wasn't there?
Yeah. They're great at fastball and fluid play. They're quite unpredictable at times.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't know what way they were going to go.
Yeah, exactly. That is a big strength of theirs. And obviously Ireland has been known in the last few years of their great defence work, obviously through Andy Farrell. That is a big strength for us. And hopefully he can continue that on.
So, Peter, come on, tell us what's going to happen.
I have to say Ireland, of course.
Yes, yes.
I think the first 25 minutes is going to be very tough and it's going to be a bit of a grind, but I think we will pull away with probably about 15-20 points.
Well done, man. 15-20 points.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Listen, Peter Sullivan, absolutely great to have you in here. College Academy rugby player and former Ireland under-20s international. Thank you so much for speaking.
Pleasure.
To us.
Thanks, God bless you, man.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.